DDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 overview. Apostle Paul gave instructions in the first letter to the Corinthian congregations in chapter 5 concerning a man engaged in a grievous sexual immorality. He said that they should cast him out of their congregation. Now, Paul reveals two motives behind that directive. Of course, some point out that he may be referring to another person's sin and/or offense. Either way, this is true. First, he did not want to be grieved by them when he arrived, verses 3 and 4. And second, he was testing their obedience, verse 9. They did as Paul instructed and cast the man out. The man repented, so now Paul is encouraging them to forgive and invite him to join them again. Paul had already forgiven him. One interesting statement here is, quote, "if there is anything to forgive," which is the reason why some believe it is another offense and not the grievous sexual immorality of chapter 5 in the first letter. Another is that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not aware of his schemes. Satan wants to destroy all of Christ's congregations. He has various schemes to carry out that destruction. A particularly common one is to divide us. In this case, he used a man who persisted in incest or just some very bad offense, and he would not repent, and the congregation's leadership lack of discipline to that man. Thus, Paul said the man needed to be cast out. They obeyed, and he grieved and repented. Satan's scheme did not stop there. Now the congregation needed to forgive the man and accept him back into the church unconditionally. Forgiveness is an important act of love. Jesus taught me to pray, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." Holding regret and judgment is self-destruction to me and to the congregation. Discernment, separation from a persistent sin, and unconditional forgiveness should all be done in love.
DDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study.